Okay, so picture this. Palo Alto, 1974. This physicist, Dr. Eleanor Voss, she's maybe got her coffee, walking into the lab, and she's right on the edge of something huge.
Huge is maybe an understatement, something that could have just poof, switched off the entire fossil fuel industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, this quantum resonator, I mean, it sounds like pure sci-fi, doesn't it?
Totally, straight out of a movie. But the claim was serious. Limitless, clean energy.
Which just makes you stop and think,
Yeah.
what if it wasn't fiction? What if it was real?
It's almost breathtaking, isn't it? Limitless clean energy, the sheer scale of that. You instantly think, okay, cleaner planet, no more resource wars.
Right.
But then your brain immediately jumps to the chaos factor. Everything changes. The whole global power structure gets scrambled.
Exactly. And that's the rabbit hole we're diving down today. We've got a kind of interesting mix of stuff to work with here. Some narrative pieces that honestly read like a thriller script, because the story itself has that vibe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And our friends over at the Inspector Story Instagram account, they always keep it fun. They've been having a field day with the, fictional angles, pointing out the whole whodunit feel.
Which is fair. It does feel like that sometimes.
Plus, we've got some notes here sort of guiding us on how to approach this, keeping it feeling like a real chat, maybe getting a bit Mulder and Scully with the what ifs where the facts just evaporate.
So our mission, let's call it, is to try and piece this puzzle together for everyone listening. What was this quantum resonator actually supposed to do, like fundamentally?
Yeah, the science bit.
And why did Dr. Voss apparently just vanish, poof, gone? Was it really about keeping the world stable, burying something dangerous, or was it more about protecting certain interests?
We're aiming for those aha moments,
Yeah.
right? Trying to make sense of it without getting lost in like super technical stuff.
Exactly. Keep it intriguing, not overwhelming.
All right, let's get to the core. Dr. Eleanor Voss and this quantum resonator thing. The basic idea, the claim, was this device, maybe not even that big, could somehow wrangle subatomic energy and basically generate an endless stream of clean power. Just pause on that for a second.
It's mind-blowing.
Imagine fossil fuel infrastructure worth trillions, obsolete, overnight, decentralized power grids popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not just economics, it's a global power earthquake. No more oil spills, maybe fewer wars over resources. Just gone.
It sounds almost utopian when you put it like that, doesn't it? The ripple effects are just massive. Transportation, suddenly electric cars don't need these huge batteries or constant charging.
Right.
Manufacturing costs could plummet. Just heating your house, turning on the lights, everything transforms. It's not just a scientific breakthrough, it's a societal reboot.
But then,
Yeah.
the story takes that classic sharp turn into Weirdsville. This is where it gets really strange. Voss starts hinting at her initial findings, just preliminary stuff, and within weeks, blank, she's gone.
Just like that.
Her research team, disbanded. Faster than you can say funding crisis. And the lab, locked down.
Super tight security.
And the official reason, you guessed it, budget cuts. Which, I mean, even saying it sounds a bit flimsy, right, for this. Something that could literally change the world.
It feels incredibly thin. Yeah. If you step back and look at the potential, killing a potential energy revolution because of budget spreadsheets. It just doesn't quite add up. It makes you ask, what were they really worried about?
What was the actual danger here?
What kind of Pandora's box were they trying to slam shut?
Well, then you supposedly find these eyes-only memos floating around, allegedly,
Yeah.
and suddenly, uh-oh, it's not about dollars and cents anymore.
Here we go.
Now it's framed as a national security threat. The worry wasn't just about Shell or Exxon going bankrupt. It was about global markets imploding, established industries collapsing, the whole balance of international power being completely overturned. That
Yeah.
sounds more like a reason to panic, doesn't it?
It definitely does. Destabilizing markets, eroding industries, shifting power, those are massive levers. You've got this potentially democratizing tech clashing head-on with the existing power structures, both money and politics.
Yeah.
It's the classic innovation versus status quo fight, just,
Yeah.
cranked up to 11 on a global scale.
And it gets even weirder. Voss vanishes. Okay, but so does everything else connected to the project.
Yep.
No prototypes left behind, no research notes surfacing years later, no angry ex-employees leaking secrets. It's like an eraser went over the whole thing. And the whispers you hear about the team members who are left, stories about intense pressure to keep quiet, this sort of lingering fear, even years down the line, that doesn't sound like just budget cuts.
That total wipe of evidence is deeply suspicious. It suggests a really coordinated, really effective effort to just bury it. And the fear factor. that adds this chilling human cost to it all. Makes you think about who was pulling the strings and what they were willing to do.
And Dr. Voss.
Yes.
The woman herself.
Yeah.
Just gone. Vanished. Never seen again. You get these sort of shadowy rumors. Maybe she's living under some kind of quiet government watch. Too valuable to let loose, but too dangerous to acknowledge. It's pure conspiracy theory fuel.
It really forces you to think about how we weigh innovation against stability, or perceived stability anyway. Whatever the reason, erasing a brilliant scientist and her potentially world-changing work, that's a pretty heavy thought. What was the trade-off they decided was worth it?
So, yeah, that lands us right back at the big, messy question, doesn't it? Was this whole thing suppressed for the greater good, preventing global chaos, maybe? Or was it really about protecting the fortunes and power of a few who liked the energy world exactly the way it was? Was the truth of the quantum resonator just too much?
It's almost never just one thing, is it? Probably a tangled mess of motives. You could have genuine fears about instability mixed right in with powerful people absolutely wanting to keep their spot at the top. Figuring out that mix is the tricky part.
Now, we're approaching this whole saga through what we're kind of calling fictional narrative analysis. I mean, let's be real, the core story. It's got techno-thriller written all over it.
Definitely has those elements.
But that doesn't mean we can't have some fun with it, right? Explore the what-ifs, the potential fallout. It lets us ask those huge questions in a way that feels a bit less stuffy.
Absolutely. Even if it is mostly fiction, it works as this amazing thought experiment. It lets us poke at our own anxieties about tech going wild, government secrecy, concentrated power, all in a kind of safe space. We can grapple with it without needing all the answers.
And speaking of keeping it fun, that Instagram account, Inspector Story, they've been brilliant with this. Really playful. They're great at just sparking that initial, huh, that's odd, feeling, you know?
Yeah.
Without getting bogged down.
Yeah, they keep it light.
Which, okay, might occasionally involve a tiny bit of colorful language just to keep it feeling real. Nothing too wild.
Hey, sometimes that lighter touch actually works, right? It makes these big, heavy topics feel a bit more approachable, less intimidating to dive into.
Right. Now, digging into some of our internal notes here, the sort of how-to for this chat, the idea is to really let our energy match the story itself, the mystery, the sheer potential. We don't want to fake excitement, but honestly, some of this stuff is pretty mind-bending when you think about it.
Exactly. The story swings between this almost utopian dream of clean energy and these really shadowy cloak-and-dagger disappearance vibes. Our conversation should kind of reflect that, you know? Wonder mixed with a healthy dose of, that seems fishy.
And when we're reacting to the details, the note here is crucial. Try to be genuinely in the moment. Even though we've looked into this, we want to capture that feeling of hearing it fresh, that surprise or disbelief. Hopefully that makes it feel more like a real conversation unfolding for you guys listening.
That sense of shared discovery is key. If it sounds like we're just reading bullet points off a page, it loses all the impact. Reacting genuinely, that's what pulls people into the mystery with us.
Okay, and to stop this feeling like a totally predictable back and forth because nobody wants it, we're deliberately trying to mix it up. Who leads on what point? Maybe I jump in with a gut reaction, or you play devil's advocate. Maybe we throw out a totally wild theory just to see what happens. Keep it lively.
That spontaneity is what makes it engaging, I think. It mimics how you'd actually talk about something baffling like this with a friend, different ideas popping up, challenging each other.
Which leads to making this feel a bit more like a performance, in a good sense.
Mm.
Thinking about the rhythm, maybe using our voices to emphasize the really crazy parts. And here's a fun twist. Consciously trying to flip our own views on how believable it all is. 1 minute, it's a massive conspiracy. The next, maybe it was just terrible timing and budget problems.
That constant shifting keeps us honest, I think. It stops us from just locking onto one explanation too early. It mirrors the actual ambiguity of the whole situation.
And another way to shake things up. We're not going to stick to a rigid, okay, now you talk about this structure. We might just jump in with a quick hot take, like a raw immediate thought on something particularly nuts, a little controlled chaos maybe.
Yeah, that unpredictability can inject real energy. A sudden, passionate, wait, what moment can really highlight the emotional core of the story, can't it?
Now, how do we make it feel more like you're in this chat with us? Well, one idea is to maybe touch on some of those theories you might be thinking about as you listen. And we definitely want to play with skepticism. If something sounds totally bonkers, instead of just shooting it down, maybe ask, okay, fine, but what evidence would actually convince you this happened?
Engaging with those potential listener thoughts, even just hypothetically, builds that connection. And questioning assumptions, our own included, always leads to a better exploration, I find.
And the ending. Let's ditch the standard. Well, that's all for this week sometimes. Maybe we end on a question that just hangs there, or a sudden realization, or even just an odd comment. Keep the sign-off unpredictable, too.
Yeah, the ending's our last chance to leave a mark, right? Give people something to chew on after the audio stops. Variety is key. Keep them guessing.
We're even kicking around the idea of, like, unexpected twists later on. Maybe a random sound effect pops in. Who knows? The goal is just to keep it feeling dynamic, alive, maybe a little weird.
Those little surprises can really break the mold, create those moments people remember and talk about.
And this is where our inner Mulder and Scully get to come out and play.
Yeah.
All those unanswered questions. What really happened to Voss? What could that resonator actually do if pushed to its limit? We're giving ourselves full permission to speculate, to go down some of those wilder rabbit holes. Crazy theories are definitely on the table.
Totally. Lean into that speculative side lets us really explore the mystery and use our imaginations. It's about acknowledging what we don't know and having some fun filling in the blanks.
And finally, a big one for keeping this feeling real. Less of the automatic uh-huh and yeahs just to fill space. We want actual responses, building on what the other person said, letting the conversation breathe. If we agree, we'll say why we agree.
Yeah, cutting out the filler makes the whole thing more focused, respects the listener's time, and just makes for a better discussion overall.
Okay, so let's circle back to Dr. Voss and her vanishing act. If we look past the official budget cuts line, what theories start to surface when you really poke around?
Well, the most obvious one, especially with those eyes-only memos in mind, is that the tech was seen as just too disruptive, a fundamental threat to the way the world worked.
Right.
Think about it. Energy becomes essentially free, available everywhere. The entire geopolitical map, which is largely drawn around who controls oil and gas, gets completely redrawn. Some theories basically say, yeah, the powerful players just couldn't let that happen. Too much loss of control, loss of wealth.
The classic powers that be scenario. The shadowy folks behind the curtain protecting their interests. It feels like a movie plot. But in a case like this, you kind of have to consider it, don't you?
You do. But then there's the flip side, the stability argument.
Yeah.
Maybe the fear wasn't just about losing money or power. Maybe there are genuine concerns about the chaos that universally available, maybe even weaponizable energy could unleash.
That's a really important distinction, isn't it? Was it pure self-interest or was it a kind of maybe clumsy attempt at managing global risk?
Yeah.
Because the potential for misuse.
That's a scary thought, too.
It absolutely is. A technology that powerful, falling into the wrong hands, or even just causing massive, unpredictable economic shifts, you can see why someone might argue for caution, even suppression.
And what about Voss herself? If she wasn't just, you know, disappeared by some agency, what else could have happened? Did she maybe see the danger herself? Did she realize what she'd created and decide to just walk away, go underground? Or make a deal? Maybe some other group, not necessarily governmental, saw the potential and took her and the tech off the board entirely.
Or, okay, getting a bit more deep divey here, could the resonator itself have been involved? Like, unintended consequences?
Now, that's where the real speculation kicks in.
Yeah.
The grounded theories point to suppression, sure. But the fact that there's zero trace, it does leave room for weirder ideas. Could the device have had some unforeseen physical effect? Did it interact with reality in a way nobody predicted? Maybe her disappearance wasn't planned by anyone.
See, this is where my brain goes full sci-fi. Maybe the resonator didn't just unlock energy. Maybe it unlocked something else,
mm-hmm.
A localized warp in space-time. Did Dr. Voss just accidentally step sideways out of our reality?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, and I'm totally just throwing this out there, she figured out how to make it tiny, stuck it in her pocket, and is currently living it up on a self-powered private island somewhere, laughing at all of us.
The private island theory is nice, isn't it? But realistically, the more conventional explanations, even the clandestine ones, are probably more likely. Still, the fact that we can even entertain those wilder ideas just highlights how deep the mystery runs. There are no easy answers.
Okay, so as we start to wrap this up,
yeah.
We're still left staring at these huge unanswered questions. What was the real unvarnished potential of that quantum resonator? Was it the key to utopia or a Pandora's box?
And why was it buried so effectively? What was the ultimate motive?
And Dr. Eleanor Voss, what happened? Silenced? Voluntary disappearance?
Mm.
Or something? Stranger?
These are the questions that stick with you. The lack of closure is exactly what makes this story endure, what keeps us digging.
So here's something for you listening to Chew On, thinking about everything we've talked through. What single factor do you think was the biggest driver behind Voss vanishing and her tech getting shelved?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the fear of economic collapse, a legit security threat back in 74, or something totally different we haven't even guessed at?
And maybe more profoundly, take a moment, really picture it. What would a world with truly limitless clean energy actually look like? The amazing upsides, yeah, but also the downsides we maybe haven't considered. The totally unpredictable ripple effects.
Mull that over.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll find another piece of this crazy puzzle.